بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome all viewers. Today I would like to share some thoughts regarding an individual named Andrew Tate. I was first introduced to him a few months back when a clip of him saying flattering things about the religion of Islam went viral. Now whenever a non-Muslim who is famous says some nice things about Islam, Muslims appreciate it, Muslims might share it, they might think that perhaps if the rest of the world sees a non-Muslim saying these nice things about Islam, it'll cause them to look at Islam a bit differently. Maybe they'll consider embracing it. And perhaps Andrew Tate himself will consider becoming a Muslim. Now, this viral clip, it actually led to Eddie from The Dean Show interviewing Andrew Tate. And that interview was posted about 4 months ago, and it is currently at 773,000 views. In that video, Andrew Tate says things like, "The religion I have the most respect for is Islam." He says Islam fixes a lot of the problems men are currently facing. And if you fast forward to today, unfortunately, Andrew Tate did not become Muslim. He did not embrace Islam. And he did actually reach a whole new level of going viral on the internet. His videos are all over social media. And the reason I really wanted to record this video today is because earlier, Muhammad Hijab posted a video where he and Ali Dawa were reacting to an Andrew Tate video. Right now, it hasn't even been a full day, and that video has reached 121,000 views. In that video, Ali Dawa says about Andrew Tate, I quote, "I've been studying him very carefully." Muhammad Hijab says, "I was going to speak to him on a podcast, and it fell through. Our schedules conflicted." And then they mentioned perhaps rearranging that. So because Andrew Tate is being frequently talked about, and it appears that perhaps he's going to continue to be given a platform on some of the most popular Muslim-run platforms on the internet, there's one really important thing I want to emphasize and bring to everyone's attention regarding this persona that he portrays on social media. Now, before I get to what that specific character trait is, it's important that I mention that Andrew Tate, he portrays himself as the embodiment of masculinity. And this is just based on my observations of what I've seen of him, but there seems to be two sides to Andrew Tate. First, there is this sort of intellectual, introspective side where he tries to bring forth rational arguments for what he believes, how he behaves, how he thinks other people should behave. And that was more so the side he was showing in his interview with Eddie from The Dean Show. It's also more of the side he was showing on the video that Ali Dawa and Muhammad Hijab were reacting to. But when it comes to that intellectual side, once he has laid that foundation where he has convinced the viewer that his actions, they're based on being rational and intelligent, I feel like this then gives birth to the other side of Andrew Tate, which is him trying to physically embody this persona of being a man, being masculine. And from what I've seen of him, when he does physically manifest this persona that he preaches, all due respect to him, but I think it's important he himself hears this, and everyone who watches him and looks up to him, they also need to hear this. He becomes perhaps the most arrogant human being I have ever seen in my life. And arrogance is from the most horrible character traits a human being can possibly have. And that's the whole reason I wanted to record this video. Inshallah, I'm going to bring forth verses from the Quran. I'm going to bring forth teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, just to really solidify and convey how terrible arrogance is. Arrogance is such an evil quality to have, and Andrew Tate emanates it in such a cartoonish way. I really think it's extremely important as Muslims that we point this out. Now, firstly, why is Andrew Tate arrogant? What makes him feel like he has the right to be so pompous? Well, because he's a good fighter. He's physically fit. He's a kickboxing champion. So that's one quality that plays into this masculine persona he's promoting. Not only is he strong, physically fit, good at fighting, but he's also rich. He's very wealthy. And him being so wealthy attests to the fact that he's intelligent. Not only is he intelligent, but he's also very hardworking and dedicated. And then something else he brags about is how promiscuous he is. Now you take all of these qualities and you mix them with an extreme level of arrogance. And this seems to be the idea of masculinity that Andrew Tate is promoting. Now why does this appeal to so many people? Well, for starters, people seem to find him very entertaining. Whether you agree with him or not, whether you like him or not, when you have somebody acting in such a pompous way, bragging about how great they are, how they're this world champion when it comes to fighting, they're so masculine, they're so rich. There are a lot of people who they find that fascinating and entertaining. But there's also a lot of people who want to be like that. They want to be tough. They want to be rich. They want to be promiscuous. They want to be dedicated and work hard. They want to be confident. So they look up to him, they listen to him. Now I do want to make dua for Andrew Tate. May Allah guide him to Islam. If he does watch this, I hope that he benefits from this video. I hope that he takes this advice, just like he gives other people advice in a very harsh manner. I hope that he reflects on the advice given to him in this video. I want to share some verses from the Quran, and I want to share some teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, regarding arrogance. Arrogance is not something that we should belittle. It's not something we should joke around and play with. And we'll see from these Islamic teachings that a trait of the worst of creation and those who are going to enter the hellfire is arrogance. And you contrast that to the people who were the best of creation, who will be entering paradise, and a quality that they have is humility, the opposite of arrogance. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "No one will enter paradise in whose heart is an atom's weight of arrogance." In this hadith, we're talking about an atom's weight of arrogance, let alone somebody whose whole persona embodies this quality. And in the following hadith, we'll not only see how arrogance is a quality of the people of the hellfire, but we'll see how humility is a quality of the people of paradise. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Should I not inform you about the people of paradise? Every weak person who was looked down upon, if he were to make an oath in the name of Allah, Allah would fulfill it." He then said, "Should I not inform you about the people of hellfire? Every cruel, greedy, and arrogant person." Now let's refer to the book of Allah. Let's look at the Quran. What type of creatures does Allah describe as arrogant? Well, firstly, we have Iblis, Shaitan, Satan. Allah tells us the story about when he ordered Iblis to prostrate to Adam, but Iblis refused and was arrogant and became of the disbelievers. So arrogance was a quality of Iblis. Who else? Fir'aun, Pharaoh. Allah tells us, "Then we sent Musa and his brother Harun with our signs and a clear authority to Pharaoh and his chiefs, but they behaved arrogantly and were a tyrannical people." The worst of creation, those who will enter the hellfire, are described as arrogant. What about those who will enter paradise? What about the best of creation? How are they described? Well, let's see what Allah says about the Messiah. Jesus, Isa, son of Maryam. Allah tells us, "The Messiah will never be proud to reject to be a slave to Allah, nor the angels who are the near to Allah. And whosoever rejects his worship and is arrogant, then he will gather them all together unto himself. And as for those who believed and did righteous deeds, he will give them in their full rewards and grant them extra from his bounty. But as for those who disdained and were arrogant, he will punish them with a painful punishment, and they will not find for themselves besides Allah any protector or helper." Also in the Quran, we have a description of the faithful slaves of Allah. Allah tells us, "And the faithful slaves of the Most Gracious, Allah, are those who walk on the earth in humility. And when the foolish address them with bad words, they reply back with mild words of gentleness." Brothers and sisters, do you see how not only is it crucial to not have an atom's weight of arrogance in your heart, but we should, on the contrary, be humble. Who are we to be arrogant? Allah tells us in the Quran, "Whoever seeks honor and power, then let them know that all honor and power belongs to Allah. To him ascend all the goodly words and the righteous deeds exalted. But those who plot evils, theirs will be severe torment, and the plotting of such will perish." Allah tells us in the Quran, "Your Lord has proclaimed, 'Call upon me, I will respond to you.' Surely those who are too proud to worship me will enter hell fully humbled." You see, it's only a matter of time before all of us are humble. Are we going to be humble in this life, worship Allah, rid our hearts of arrogance, and enter paradise? Or will we be arrogant in this life? How long is that going to last? How long is a human being tough, rich, smart? Not only could somebody lose all of this any moment, but every single one of us definitely will. We definitely will if we just live long enough. Who are we as human beings to be arrogant? SubhanAllah. And I could go on and on, but I want to share one more verse from the Quran. Allah tells us, I will turn away from my signs those who are arrogant upon the earth without right. And if they should see every sign, they will not believe in it. And if they see the way of righteousness, they will not adopt it as a way. But if they see the way of error, they will adopt it as a way. That is because they have denied our signs and they were heedless of them. So arrogance is such an evil quality. It is a quality of the worst of creation. It is a characteristic that leads to the hellfire. It leads to misguidance and it leads to rejecting the truth. So I really hope that these words from the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they resonate with all of us watching. If Andrew Tate happens to see this video, I hope it sparks a change in his heart. We want good for him. We want him to embrace Islam. But this persona of arrogance and promoting these things as if this is masculinity, this is misguidance, this is astray, and this leads to the hellfire. So Muslims need to be aware of this. Everyone needs to be aware of this. And I ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide and protect us. Allah knows best. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.